Question 10. The naturalist Charles Robert Darwin set himself two major tasks. One was to work out a mechanism by which evolution might occur. The mechanism he thought of was natural selection, which is still accepted today as the main force behind evolution. His other task was to collect enough evidence to convince people that evolution had occurred. Some evidence came from fossils or from plant and animal distribution. Most important was the evidence from living things. This was clear enough to have been noticed by other naturalists, including Constantine Samuel Rafinesque, who wrote in 1836, "All species might have been varieties once, and many varieties are gradually becoming species." Such casual remarks by naturalists carried little weight, but Darwin was more difficult to ignore because he produced so much data. One important piece of evidence was that the same basic pattern of bones appears in the limbs of all mammals. Such similarities show that they must all be descended from a common ancestor.